In me is all wisdom. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. In me is all wisdom. Why is it that all wisdom dwells in me? Where am I that I can have all wisdom dwelling in me? Who am I that I have all wisdom dwelling in me? Am I some marvelous being? Am I some fantastic creature? Am I some superior master? Am I some ideal creation of all that I have all dwelling in me? If I have all dwelling in me, what does that mean? Why is it that I'm not using all wisdom that dwells in me? Why is it that I'm not aware that all wisdom dwells in me? It would seem if all wisdom truly dwelt in me, I would be very much aware of that. I would be very much harmonious with that. I'd be very much in tune with it. And I am. And we are. And you are. Yes, all wisdom dwells in me as an individual. Sometimes I think that I'd like to know something. Knowledge and wisdom are two different things. Knowledge are all the facts of the universe that are constantly changing. And wisdom is the understanding of how to utilize the knowledge that I have in me, the knowledge that is in the universe, for my benefit, for my desires, for whatever it is that I have in my mind that I'd like to do. Now, what would I like to do? How would I like to be? How would I like to express myself? How would I like to live my life in its most glorious, most wonderful, most magnificent way? Well, there seems to be a lot of confusion going on in the world. I hear all sorts of things, and I get confused about them. I get confused about what should be the program for the United States, what should be the program for our Medicare, Medi-Cal, Medicaid programs. How should we handle the people in the world who desire to have health care? How should we desire to tax the people who are rich, to take care of the people who are poor? How should we go into the world and look for the answers for all of these noble and ignoble propositions? How can we handle them? Well, now that takes wisdom. It doesn't take wisdom insofar as you say what is right and what is wrong, because there is no right and wrong in wisdom. Wisdom is the proper thing to do at the proper time for the proper purpose. Now, what is the proper time and the proper thing? Those vary. The proper purpose does not vary. The proper purpose is for the finest and the best for ourselves and for everyone else. What is the highest and best for ourselves and everyone else? This is the ultimate of wisdom. The wisdom of Solomon often is said to be so grand and so great because he was able to look past the personalities, look past the individualities of people, look past the incidences as they happen, and treat all things on their ideal purpose. What is the ideal result that is to come? How are we really to look at all of life? Well, we're really to look at all of life not from our heart. You say, oh, yes, we are. We are to look at it from our heart, because that's what makes us happy, and that's what makes us sad, that our heart doesn't make us happy or sad. Listening with our emotional mind does not make us happy or sad. Listening with our emotions does not ever guide us into the finest and the best that we can have. Oh, it may sort of direct the way a little bit, but it doesn't lead us there. And the reason it doesn't lead us there is that our emotions are all hung up on one thing. They're all hung up on yesterday, on today, tomorrow. They're not predicated upon now. If our emotions were predicated upon now, we might all act quite differently than we do under almost all circumstances. Perhaps even I could say under all circumstances. If we dealt with all things from the now point of view, we would be the wisest people in the universe. And we'd be the wisest people in the universe not because we have so much knowledge, but because we have so much awareness of what is the finest, the highest, the best for ourselves and for everyone in our world. They say that you give up the life of one man to save 20. Well, that's not true. You never give up the life of anyone. You always stand by principle. And when you stand by principle, you never have to give up any life. You never have to make any sacrifices. You never have to do anything at all. When you live by principle, all things are for the highest and best. All things are the finest and the most wonderful. When you live by principle, you're living by that which is the ideal. And when you're living by that which is the ideal, you're living by wisdom at its max, wisdom at its finest, wisdom at its greatest expression. Wisdom is not knowing the right and the wrong thing to do. Wisdom is doing what you know is the highest and best to be done. If at all times we were to predicate all of our actions, all of our thoughts, all of our deeds, all of our being on the highest and best for ourselves, and that naturally includes everyone else in the world, because everyone is a reflection of ourselves. If we would predicate all things on the highest and best, then we would be exemplifying the wisdom that is the highest and best. We'd be living according to the wisdom that is the ultimate wisdom, the wisdom of the divine, the wisdom of God. When we live our lives based upon wisdom instead of knowledge, we base our life on an immortal happiness, an immortal feeling of magnificence, an immortal feeling of all is good and very good. Now, can I at all times predicate anything I do, base anything I do upon the highest and the best, the finest and the most remarkable for all people involved, starting with me? Yes, I can. But it means to make a turnaround. It means the passing away of expediency. It means the passing away of one person wanting something at the misfortune of another. That the benefit of the majority is overwhelming and overtakes the benefit of the few. There is no majority and there is no few when you are the highest and the best. When you are using wisdom, you do not have a minority, you do not have a majority, you do not have any group that is more important than any other group. You do not have any person who's more noble, glorious, and wonderful than any other person. All are treated exactly alike with wisdom. One person's life is just as magnificent and wonderful and desirable and important as that of another. It doesn't matter if you're the father of the family or the children, the mother of the family or the children, the mother of a country, the father of a country, or the citizens of the country. All are equally important. All are equally taken into account in wisdom's picture of all as in ideal divine right order right now. We have a tendency to sometimes think that we will be expedient about this. We must get it done. We must do it now. We must step on another person to accomplish our goal as we climb to the top of our ladder of desire. And that's not wisdom. That's expediency. That is the attitude that one person is worth more than another. Could any being on the face of the earth, could any being in the infinite cosmos, could any being created by an infinite creator be worth more than any other being? Truly, if you get right down to it, and here we become a little bit ludicrous, but truly we are in principle, is a plant or a flower less important than an animal? If an animal dies, is it more important that it be saved and at the mercy of the plants? Yes, that's true. We say that the food of the earth is the plants and the trees and the nuts and so forth. And is it? Is it truly? This comes basically in the second chapter of Genesis. And in the first chapter of Genesis, all is, and all is perfect. And there is no food. There is nothing else. Only later do we realize that it's kind of fun to bite on things, to eat things, that our bodies are, we think, created to eat the grains of the field and the nuts of the trees and the fruits thereof. And we think these things. Now, Herb, are you suggesting that we don't eat anything? I'm not suggesting anything. I'm saying the ideal man, the ideal being, which we are, does not need anything in the outer to survive. This is a fact. The ideal being needs nothing in the outer to survive. The physical human being that we have created about ourselves, it needs many things to survive. It needs the love that it gives and receives. It needs the food that it gives and receives. It needs all things. We find it heinous to think one would eat a human body. And we find it cannibalistic when animals eat their own kind. And yet, this is what we are doing whenever we are taking anything out of the cosmos and eating it itself. Because what we are doing is we're saying that some of the creation of the universe is meant to be as food. Some of the creation of the universe is meant to be whatever. Now, Herb, you're going kind of cuckoo, kind of cockeyed there. You're talking way off base because we do need food. We do need water. We do need air. We do need all these things. Yes, the human body needs those things. The divine body does not need those things. Would it be wise for us to create ourselves not needing these things or being sufficiently satisfied in all ways without taking the life of a plant, an animal, another being? You say, that's just so far out, that's just so unreal. And that's true. It's so unreal. But how real is a smile that you give to another person because you love them? How real is the thought that you think and you have this thought carry out your desire. You say, I am happy. You say, I see the world joyous and peaceful. I see all in the world abundant. You see the world humanly fulfilled. You see the world spiritually fulfilled. Wherein does wisdom really take its place? Wisdom takes its place when we begin to have all things we do on a higher level of consciousness than just the level of whatever we might say our animal nature. Our animal nature, our human nature, our physical nature. Is there something greater than this physical nature, this human nature, this animal nature that we have? Is there something greater? Truly, there is. And what is greater is our divine nature. And that is the highest and best we could ever aspire to. And if we could take our thought, take every dream, every desire, every goal we have, and think of it on the level of the divine, think of it on the level of absolute, think of it on the level of the highest and the best. Just those words alone take it beyond the human, the highest and best. Then all things would be viewed from indeed a greater picture. All things would be viewed from a greater vision. They'd be viewed from the idea of whatever it is that makes all men happy, that makes all men fulfilled. What is the highest and best for humanity? What's the highest and best for the divine man? What's the highest and best? Why were things created at all? Why were things created at all? Why did these things that came into being come into being? They were all thoughts. They were all thoughts that were to carry out a purpose. And I can have a thought that I am unsuccessful as well as I can have a thought that I'm successful. I can have a thought that I'm healthy as well as I can have a thought that I'm not healthy. I can have a thought that I feel that this is the greatest world in the world and I am happy in it. This is the greatest world in the universe and I am happy in it. This is the greatest world and I am aware of it with my wisdom. And I live in it with my wisdom to experience the highest and best that I can conceive being. Oh, to be wise. To be wise, to be noble, to be a genius, is to be something so spectacular that we sometimes miss the point and we miss the direction. And because we miss the point and we miss the direction, we lose sight of who and what we are. And in losing sight of who and what we are, we sometimes direct our attention in a direction that is not fulfilling to us, it's not revealing to us, it's not uplifting to us. It is merely expedient. And when we can take our attention away from the expedient to that which is our highest and best, then all the world has meaning for us. All of life has significance for us. And we are indeed the ideal being now. As I put my attention on my being the ideal being, then my wisdom is the wisdom of the universal. When I put my attention on who and what I really am, and I put my attention entirely in that direction, then all things work out for my highest and best. And I am the happiest, most fulfilled being in the universe. And I know I put my attention on it now, because now is the only time there is. Join me, will you? And know it's true for you, and live in this wisdom with all right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.